Nothing's gonna stop us now. nothing's gonna stop us now.
We'll be right back. nothing's gonna stop us. Nothing's gonna stop us
The world of work is rapidly evolving, and Randstad, being the global talent leader, is leading the charge, delivering specialization and creating seamless experiences for talent and clients at scale. Randstad is transforming, moving from a demand-based staffing model to a provider of specialized, proactive solutions, ensuring talent is available when needed. By harnessing global data insights, we anticipate client needs before they arise, delivering even more relevant and impactful experiences. To deliver superior experiences, our approach will be digital first, complemented with a truly meaningful human connection. Every day, we're working towards our bold ambition to be the world's most equitable and specialized talent company, a trusted partner that provides immediate talent availability, builds hyper-relevant talent communities, and supports all work arrangements across the full talent lifecycle. With the Randstad Talent Platform at the core, we are building digital marketplaces tailored to our markets and specializations that create seamless experiences for talent and clients, powered by one global backbone of front, mid, and back office systems. Through our talent and delivery centers, we are scaling our talent solutions and accelerating client success by delivering specialized talent in operational, professional, and digital, while our enterprise team works with the world's leading companies to realize their talent needs at scale. Our future business model is more specialized, talent-centric, and digital, resulting in a Randstad that is more agile, scalable, and productive, ready to shape the future of work. Randstad, partner for talent.
A very warm welcome, good afternoon, good evening, good morning to our viewers online and also here in the room for Randstad's Capital Markets event for 2025. My name is Sarah Campbell-Donia, and I'm Randstad's Chief Corporate Affairs Officer, and I'm very lucky to be your guide for the next few hours. Today, you'll have a great opportunity to engage with our leadership, to hear how we've been successfully executing our Partner for Talent strategy, and to learn for the first time how Randstad is going towards a digital-first business model underpinned by the Randstad Talent Platform. If we move to the agenda, I'll quickly show you that we'll be walking you through three unique Randstad digital marketplace examples, each of which will help you understand how Randstad is already specialized at scale, how we plan to deliver superior and seamless experiences to clients and talent at scale, all while delivering value to all of our stakeholders. You will have an opportunity to ask questions at the end of the event, so we ask that you hold those until that moment. And without further ado, I'm very pleased to introduce you to Sander van den Noordende, the Chief Executive Officer of Randstad, to tell you about the execution of our Partner for Talent strategy to date. Over to you, Sander.
Thank you very much, Sarah, and welcome to all of you, and welcome to all of you online, of course. Great to have you all here. Many familiar faces, some new faces, always a good crowd. As you might imagine, you know, as a CEO, every now and then you sort of sit back and you reflect on how things are going. And I was reflecting before this meeting a little bit over the past couple of days, and I had two key reflections here. Well, first of all, it's been a very rocky period, I would say, in our business over the last 2 years. But the reflection that comes with that is I couldn't be more pleased with how the Randstad team is responding to all the challenges in the business in terms of our adaptability, navigating the rocky environment, making sure we get as much business as possible, we keep the costs in check, all of that. So I'm absolutely proud of what the Randstad team has done over the past 18 months. I'm also very proud on the progress we have made in parallel to all of that with our Partner for Talent strategy. And our Partner for Talent strategy is all about specialization. And the first key message of this afternoon is specialization at scale is now a fact at Randstad. specialization at scale is now a fact at Randstad. And this is really important because specialization is important for our differentiation and our competitiveness in the marketplace. Because clients want to talk to someone who knows about their business. Talents want to talk to someone who knows about their field of specialization. And it's also very exciting for our people, because our people get an opportunity to focus their career on a specialization and do an even better job than they did before for their clients and for their talents. Let me go through each of the pillars here. The first pillars, and you'll recognize them from our previous meeting. I always like to keep strategies simple and consistent for a longer period of time. So that's what we're doing here. Growth through specialization. You will remember that 18 months ago, we said we're going to move from a generalist staffing company to a specialized talent company. That means we now have all our teams worldwide focused on one of the specializations: Randstad Operational, Randstad Professional, Randstad Digital, Randstad Enterprise. Dedicated teams with dedicated leadership focused on specific markets and specific market segments. For instance, in Operational, we have focused on logistics and skilled trade, and we have trained over 2,500 people in our new sales approach, specifically tailored to manufacturing, logistics, retail, and the likes, with 2,500 more to come. In Professional, we have focused on finance in 19 markets, on engineering in 15 markets, and on healthcare in 11 markets. And those three subspecializations are now over 40% of our business in Randstad Professional. Well, digital is in and by itself a growth segment. AI, data, analytics, cloud, user experience, digital marketing, all the hot skills that our clients need. It's been a bit of a rocky ride also in digital, but I say, and you know all where I'm coming from, I've been in the technology business for many years. In the end, technology always wins and grows. And then in enterprise, our growth segments have been life sciences, where we have won three major deals with the largest pharmaceutical companies over the past couple of months in our RPO business. And we have done a great deal with Microsoft on candidate services, also in our RPO business. So good progress on growth through specialization. Talent and equity at heart is, of course, also all about specialization. We make sure we have dedicated and specific value proposition for talents in each of our specializations. For instance, we have a talent attraction approach with skilling for our forklift drivers and production workers, and there in that segment, for instance, speed is of the essence. If you find one of those, you need to catch him and bring him to a client. That's sort of the whole name of the game. In finance and healthcare, we have many talent communities in our markets, which is, of course, to connect better to talent and make them part of our Randstad family. You will hear from Mike later that in Randstad Digital, in our Torque platform, we now have over 1 million talent that have access to job opportunities, but also opportunities to learn and grow, and community collaboration. Again, a big Randstad family. In enterprise, we have client-specific talent propositions through our UX portal, because in enterprise, it's all about recruiting at scale for our largest clients, the Fortune 500 clients. So great progress there. Delivery excellence is about scale. Clients buy from Randstad because we deliver. If you deliver to a client what they are looking for, they are open to do more business. So delivery excellence is at the heart of everything we do. We have 18 talent centers in 16 markets with 750 people. And these are teams that do nothing else but finding people for the retail industry in a particular country, or logistics workers for the logistics industry in a particular country. In Japan, we have a talent center for operational focused on production workers. In Randstad Professional in the Netherlands, we have a talent center focused on finance and engineering profiles for the largest banks, for the government, and the large manufacturing companies. That's talent centers. 52 delivery centers. And a delivery centers is a team of people that focuses on a client with multiple locations, let's say a big bank in Spain, or a specific sector in a country. So we have a talent center, of a delivery center for our aeronautics business in France, a group of people focusing on all the aeronautics company, the whole ecosystem for engineering roles. We have a delivery center for retail in Italy, and we have a delivery center for e-commerce in Belgium. Focus, focus, focus. And if you do this right, our fulfillment rates can go up by as much as 10 to 15%. And the other part of the good news is here, our talent utilization goes up to over 50%. That means more talent who are in our database actually get a job. When we talk about delivery, of course, we should not forget our in-house locations. 1,800 locations in over 20 countries all around the globe. So delivery excellence, major progress here as well. And this is really the heart of Randstad. That brings us to the Randstad Talent Platform. And the Randstad Talent Platform is an initiative we kicked off 2 years ago. And we are now pretty much wrapping up the development phase of the Randstad Talent Platform. We have gone live in a few countries already. And the next few years, we will roll that out to the whole of Randstad. Martin will talk to you about that later this afternoon. Key part of the Randstad Talent Platform, and this is the main topic of today, I would say, are our digital marketplaces. And this is a new way of doing business. And you will hear all about it this afternoon, but we are very proud that in Q1 alone, we have closed more than 500,000 shifts through our digital marketplaces. Let that sink in. Think about the scale of that. That's 500 times a person goes to work for half a day, a week, 2 weeks. That is the scale that we already operate in this digital world. And that means over 2 billion euros of our revenues is now going through these digital marketplaces. So the future in terms of the scale in digital marketplaces is already here today. Very important here, and this is why this also is specialized, these digital marketplaces are going by specialization. The way to engage with the nurse is different from the way to engage with a logistics worker, is different from the way to engage with an IT specialist. So again, specialization is really important here as well. That brings me to the best team. I told you already 18 months ago, we are the best team in the industry. We still are the best team industry. Only now, more than 75% of our people in Randstad is in a specialized career trajectory, focused on a specialization in their specific market for a specific group of clients. And this is really important because I'm a big believer in focus works. If you wake up in the morning and you think, I'm in operational here in France and I'm going to serve my manufacturing clients and that's all I do every day, you get better at it. That's the power of specialization and the best team with 75% of our people now in a specialized career trajectory. We also hired 30 new leaders, especially in our professional and digital business. So because in a specialized organization, we are also more attractive to hire outside talent into Randstad. So that's the best team. Then, whilst doing all of this, our clients and talent are very happy with what we do. And they give us, them can we go to the next slide? Thank you. They give us, in terms of their satisfaction with us, with how we do for them, and we ask this globally every couple of months, they give us an 8. So think about it. We have a very challenging marketplace. We are transforming Randstad in a major way, yet our clients and talents are very happy with how we are doing. So you might say, well, that sounds great. They're done. No, we're not done. We are ready. We are ready with specialization at scale, and we are ready to take this to the next level. And the next level, I would say, is all about experience. And not just experience, we are Randstad, we're a global company, we're the global leader, it's about experience at scale. Because if we provide a good experience, we need to do it everywhere, all the time, for all our clients and for all our talent. So experience at scale is the next level. And you might wonder, experience? What do they mean by that? Well, think about whatever you have bought last and why you bought it there. Or think about, and maybe, I mean, some of you may not relate to this because you're a little bit younger than I am. Think about in the old days if you would call a taxi. You look like you have had that experience. You call a taxi. Yeah, the taxi is coming. 15 minutes later, the taxi is still not there. You call them again. Oh, they're on their way now. Then a somewhat shabby car shows up with a not-so-friendly driver. And they take you. He takes you sometimes to the right, but sometimes to the wrong place, and you get ripped off at the end of the experience. Now, you all know how taxis work today. You push the button, you see on the screen they show up. You get in, it's a friendly driver. They take you to where you want to go, and at the end of the ride, the payment is taken care of. That's the level of experience that we at Randstad want to bring to our industry. Experience at scale. Because ultimately, clients want specialization, yes, but they also want a good experience. So we need to combine the two for the optimal result. And at the heart of this is our Partner for Talent strategy. Again, I like to keep things simple. We're not changing anything. Partner for Talent it is, because we want to be at the table with our clients when the talent strategies are set, and we want to be their trusted partner with them when the talent strategies are executed. And we want to be their trusted partner for talent in their careers. So Partner for Talent is at the center of all of this. Then what are clients looking for? And this is in the upper right corner of this slide, and we call it immediate talent availability. Because as soon as clients have decided they need someone, they want them now, not tomorrow or next week. So immediate talent availability is something that we're going to work very hard on with our clients. That means we're going to move our industry, reinvent our industry from event-based, the client calls up and we get into action, into forecast-based, we make sure the talent is already there before the client even knows they need it. And that means we need to have, on the upper left side of the screen, we need to have hyper-relevant talent communities. Talent need to be excited to be part of the Randstad family. We need to have added value for them in terms of a job, in terms of learning and growing, in terms of a good experience. So hyper-relevant talent communities. And, of course, for our clients, we also need to make sure we have the best talent for our clients. And the best talent means we have to look in all pools of talent that are out there. And we need to make sure that everybody has a fair shot in terms of getting through the process. And then we need to make sure with our clients that the working environment is such that everybody can be productive and perform as good as they can. And that's what we call equity. We get many questions about equity these days, but I will tell you, as Randstad, we are staying the course on equity. It's who we are, but it's also good from a business purpose, making sure we have the best talent from wherever we can get it from. We're going to do that around the full talent life cycle. Of course, our core business is finding people, placing people, sometimes outplacing people or placing them into the next job. That's our core business. But we are adding more and more activities where that makes sense in the context of that core business. That can be coaching, that can be training, that can be skilling. So those, the full talent life cycle to make everybody as successful as they can be. And we will do this for all work arrangements. We have a very strong position in temp. We have a great position in perm. We will step it up in a major way on freelance work. And last but not least, at the bottom of the slide, it's all about seamless experiences. That means everything transactional will be automated, yet in a personalized way, executed by AI agents, again, for the best experience. It's all about the experience. Some of you may wonder what happened to the human and the human touch. The human touch will still be there. And this is actually the exciting part also for our people. Because if we give our people the best technology in hands to do the best possible job, they can spend more time on what they do best. And what they do best is spend time with clients about their talent challenges and how to fulfill those. Spend time with talent on their career challenges and what is the best match for you. So spending quality time with talents and clients, not about transactional stuff. If you want to realize talent at your fingertips, or immediate talent availability, you have to completely reinvent your business. So we are reinventing our business. And this is actually very much in the spirit of our founder, Fritz. Because Fritz always said, if things change, you come up with something new. Well, things have changed in the world, so Randstad comes up with something new. That's what we are doing here. Two key messages on this slide. A, digital first. Digital first, meaning all the business that we do will go through our Randstad Talent Platform with a pivotal role for our digital marketplaces. All clients will be on a digital marketplace or sometimes multiple. All talent will be on a digital marketplace. And the digital marketplace will be the end-to-end help for a talent from exploring to find a job, to submitting your application, to doing your resume, to do an interview, to get placed, and to go back to the beginning of the cycle again. So end-to-end, one-stop shop for talent. That is going to be the future. Then we have multiple channels. Of course, we come from a world where our channel was the branch. Then we added our in-house business. Now we will have multiple channels to go to market. To go to market, we will use our digital marketplace. We will use account leadership. We will use salespeople. And we will use our 360 teams. So those are our channels to go to market. To deliver, we will also have multiple channels. First of all, the digital marketplace, again. But we will have our on-site delivery teams, our remote delivery teams, the delivery centers, as we discussed. And we work here and there with partnerships. And we are very proud that we have just launched our partnership with Workday, where Workday clients can actually click a button saying, I'm doing a requisition. Do you want talent candidates from Randstad? They push the button. It comes immediately to us, and we make sure they get talent. Again, immediate talent availability. Very powerful partnership to go to market. Then to engage with talent, we have the digital marketplace. We have our talent centers. We have partners that we work with to get to talents. And, of course, we have our 360 teams to connect with talent. So, again, multiple channels. Now, I see some of you thinking, okay, this sounds great, but how is this going to work in practice? And the key message here is not all clients and talents will use all models at all times. No. We're going to have predefined combinations, and we call them talent service models, where depending on the length of the assignment, on the vertical axis, and the complexity of the role, we will have different models. For instance, we have our digital market, 100% digital marketplace, which is a great model for fairly standardized and comparable skills in large volumes. Let's say operational talent for logistics clients in Atlanta. Then we will have our delivery center. And this is a good delivery mechanism for clients who have multiple locations or an industry that has multiple locations. Let's say a big bank in Spain with 100 locations there where we need to provide talent. A focused team again. We have our on-site delivery teams, high volume in one site. We have our generalist 360 sales and delivery, and this is sort of as the closest thing to what we call a branch today. There will be changes there, and Mark H. Chen will talk about that. But this is a team in a specific location. Let's say a 360 team in the east of Hamburg. And then we have our specialized 360 sales and delivery teams. They are more focused on certain specialization. Let's say the finance team in Milan for the north of Italy. So horses for courses in these talent service models. And the examples that you will see this afternoon, they all have a combination of one or more of these talent service models. Mark Etienne will talk to you about Randstad Operational in North America, and that's a combination of 100% digital marketplace for shift work, for logistics and manufacturing and the like. It's a they have a delivery center for clients with multiple locations. They have very many, actually, on-site delivery teams on those larger locations. They will have more specialized branches focused on skilled trade and engineering. And behind all of this is the Randstad Talent Platform, because the Randstad Talent Platform accommodates, facilitates all these delivery models. That's why 100% of our business will go through that platform. Then we will have Zorgwerk, which is a 100% digital marketplace model for healthcare in the Netherlands. And these roles are fairly standardized and well codified, so this is perfect for a digital marketplace. Paul will talk about that later. And then we have our digital team with our Torque platform. Mike will talk about it. And they will do 100% digital marketplace where they can, a delivery center where there is a bit more intervention needed, and they will have a specialist 360 team for those specialized roles, let's say a security specialist in Atlanta. So three models, three examples leveraging these talent service models. The main message, though, here is the future is already here. And the future is already here, not just in the corner of the southeast France, or in the Florida, or in the southern part of Amsterdam. No, the future is already here at scale. The 2 billion and the 500,000 shifts, we have already, the models that we have here, they have proven themselves. And then, of course, we will have Martin, our CIO, focusing on how are we going to scale the 2 billion to the 25 billion of Randstad, because that is our goal, and the goal is that to have the majority of our key markets on this platform over the next 2 years. So we're at speed. Now we're going to speed up and accelerate to realize experience at scale. So in summary, we have a bold new vision for the future of Randstad that is about specialization and experience at scale. Specialization and experience at scale. That's Randstad. And the reason of all of that is clients want specialization and talents too, and they want a good experience. So it is as simple as that. And the good news in all of this is the best experience is the most valuable experience for a client and a talent. So that helps in differentiation, that helps in growth. The best experience is also generally the most productive one. And that helps our consultants in doing a better job and more of it, and free up time, quality time. And that helps Randstad to drive profitable growth. So again, specialization and experience at scale is what we're going to talk about this afternoon. And I'm really looking forward to discussing that with you. Back to you, Sarah.
Thank you very much, Sander. And just to be clear, we launched our Partner for Talent strategy under 18 months ago. So I think the achievements that we're showing you are rather phenomenal, and we're incredibly proud of them. But we want to make sure that you see what we're seeing, which is why we're showing you the three digital marketplace case studies today. So the first one that we're going to show you is the Randstad app serving our Randstad operational specialization in North America. I'll invite our Chief Executive of North America, Marc-Étienne Julien, to the stage. But first, we'd like to share with you a video so you can see the app in action. Let's roll the video.
Meet Sophie and Jake. Sophie is a supervisor at a busy logistics center. Peak season is here, and she needs 15 workers for a couple of weeks, fast. With orders piling up, she can't afford delays. Jake is an experienced forklift operator balancing work and family. He's between jobs and wants something reliable to keep his income flowing. Luckily, they cross paths through a unique workforce on-demand platform, the Randstad app. The app makes it faster than ever for employers and job seekers to connect. No ghosting, no scrambling, just instant opportunities and ready-to-work employees. Powered by intelligent matching and built on deep industry knowledge, the Randstad app seamlessly aligns employer needs with job seeker goals, ensuring the right fit at the right time. Here's how it works. Employers can access a network of over 1 million entry-level to highly skilled workers. Post shifts directly on the app, no upfront costs, only pay for hours worked. Fill jobs in minutes, not days. 87% of shifts on the platform are filled in under an hour. Manage shifts, timesheets, and even rate workers right in the app. Enjoy peace of mind with 100% fully verified work authorized workers. Workers can receive real-time notifications for jobs that match their preferences. Choose when and where they work with full job details up front. Clock in, submit hours, and get paid weekly or even daily, all through a seamless experience that puts flexibility and transparency first. Thanks to the app, Sophie quickly built a full team for exactly when she needed them, without wasting time on lengthy hiring processes. Jake gained immediate access to reliable work with a clear schedule and dependable pay. The Randstad app ensures immediate talent availability through strong connected communities, linking you to the right people right when you need them. It's more than a staffing tool. It's your gateway to a dynamic, real-time digital talent marketplace, powered by smart technology and backed by human expertise. Whether you need workers for a single shift, a full week, or a few months, we've got you covered. Randstad, partner for talent.
In the U.S., we have completely transformed the way we work. Not only have we deployed the digital marketplace across the whole country, we've actually moved our business onto it. My name is Marc-Étienne Julien. I'm the leader for the Randstad operational and professional North American business, equivalent to about $2.5 billion in revenue. I am not only very excited to be here, but also proud of sharing with all of you guys the success and the major progress that we've achieved since we were last here at the last capital market event. And very proud of my team, actually, for delivering on such amazing progress. The digital marketplace, which we also call the Randstad app, is transforming the way talent and clients are connecting, providing both a seamless and more transparent experience 24/7. Our clients can easily log on the platform, load their shift, manage talent availability, and also rate our working talents. Our talents can, from the comfort of their home, look at all the jobs that we have available, find the one that's most relevant to them, self-deploy themselves, digitally onboard on the platform, and also actually decide if they want to be paid weekly or if they want to be paid daily. So we have deployed the platform across the whole of the US, as I mentioned. We currently have, in the US, over 1 million talent active on the platform. Sorry, I forgot the click. I'm a little too excited. We are in 38 states. We have about $2 billion revenue currently running on platform, deployed multiple AI use cases, which are helping us accelerate not only our productivity, but also the experience of both our talent and our customers. And we have, with the combination of our central delivery team, really maximized the way we deliver to large customer in a way that we've never done it before. So significant progress that we've achieved. With only 3 full quarters behind our belt, since we are live across the whole of the United States, we have, of course, already identified multiple benefits. From a talent perspective, talents are benefiting from greater flexibility. We noticed that 48% of our talent are actually self-deploying themselves outside of our working hours. So these are matches that were not happening in the past, as fast as they are today. 42% of our talent are not only using the platform to test our service, but are actually working thus far multiple jobs. So they stay engaged with Randstad longer, and they stay in the family for a longer and better period of time. The digital onboarding process is more flexible, and it's more accessible, and it's a better experience for them. Hence why we benefit from a 4.7 rating on the different app stores. Clients are thrilled by our enhanced delivery capability. We've seen our fill rate go up by about 10 to 15%. But more importantly, a significant impact on our time to fill. We used to be measuring in number of hours or days the time it takes for us to fill a requirement. We're now measuring it in minutes. And in the US, it's hundreds of thousands of shifts that we're filling on the platform. And on average, it takes 47 minutes only for a talent to be dispatched on a job. It is significant as an improvement in our productivity. We've also seen multiple benefits in our ability to scale large blue-collar operation. I have a great example to share with all of you guys. With Randstad in our services, one of our customers, only 3 weeks after we went live in their state, we had 500 temporary workers on site working for them. The client had a challenge with one of their incumbent suppliers, and in an emergency called us and said, "We really need you guys to staff 600 new roles, and we only have 3 weeks available, otherwise it's going to disturb our operation." So in normal time, in the traditional model, we would have had to hire somewhere between 20 and 30 recruiters, have them work not only full-time, but multiple hours of overtime in nights and weekends to potentially get even close to be able to fill 600 positions in only 3 weeks. We actually did it with one additional FTE and a few thousand dollars of marketing advertisement. It is significant in its ability to unlock our potential as an organization. So obviously the benefits for Randstad are quite significant. We're reducing, because talent are staying engaged longer with us, we are reducing our cost of acquiring talent. We are optimizing our cost of delivery. And we are now, in combination with our national delivery center, capable of delivering for large multi-site customer, and we have a lot of them in the US, in a way more effective way by leveraging the power of the app and our centralized delivery center. So we do hope we will actually have 20% of our revenue by the end of this year that is going to be centrally delivered. And that has two important benefits. Number one, with larger account, we usually have a little more challenge with the margin. So that helps us optimize and decrease our cost of delivery. And number two, obviously, it frees up capacity from our local sales team to focus on the higher margin business and the growth of our specialization. From a commercial point of view, the app has shown another significant benefit, and that is because people, as Sander mentioned, spend less time on operational tasks, have now more time available to be in front of customer, and of course, we've seen a significant impact to our commercial activity with about twice the volume per person of client visits. It is a game changer for us. And of course, the capacity that we are freeing up now, because we rely on the app to support our delivery, is reinvested in the growth of our specialty business. And a great example of that is skilled trades and industrial management, where we see significant growth potential on the back of our existing client portfolio. So significant progress. But it's not just about the technology, of course. It is also about the evolution of our operating model. And the US market is a significant, it's a large market in terms of size, but also in terms of geography. So we are now very excited about the evolution of the business model, and now we are transforming the way we work. We've identified 25 key markets where we are in a position of strength, and that we're going to further double down on and saturate. In those 25 markets, we are rationalizing our real estate footprint. We go from a lot of small offices to fewer offices, but bigger and better ones, to provide a more stimulating working environment for our sales team, but of course, maximize the way we go to market together. Within those offices, and if I take Atlanta as an example, we have about 10 small offices, and we're going to rationalize to 4 or 5. Within these larger sales offices, you're going to find 3 specialties working together. Our manufacturing and logistics team, obviously powered by the Randstad app in the way that they deliver, our skilled trade teams, and also our industrial management team. And those 3 teams are working very closely together in the way we go to market and are leveraging opportunity within our existing client portfolio. And of course, the benefit of that is that we are upgrading the quality of our revenue with higher margin opportunity discovered within our existing client base. So that's an important part of our strategy. At the local level, we are also in manufacturing and logistics, shifting from a 360 model to a full sales dedicated model. So our people in those sales offices will be 100% dedicated to sales, and we will have a few dedicated delivery coordinators helping us making sure that we, on an ongoing basis, improve our delivery processes. But separating those 2 roles is really helping us driving more attention and focus to the sales activity and making sure that we have a dedicated team improving on an ongoing basis our delivery processes. We also have a regional delivery coordination layer, which is going to help us in multiple ways. And Sander earlier talked about how we're going from reactive to now proactive in the way we forecast demand. And that's what that regional delivery oversight is going to help us achieve. So this is where, in a given MSA, we will be able to now forecast what the demand is based on our sales pipeline and based on our data-driven approach, and then make sure that we have the available supply. And where there's a mismatch, that team is going to help us trigger and activate the digital marketing campaign that will help us make sure that we have the right balance between the supply and the demand. The other advantage that we have with that regional oversight is that we also want to create maximum opportunities for our talent in our multi-channel approach. So whether the job order comes from one of our local sales office, one of our in-house location, or our national delivery center, that team is going to make sure that the talent in that given MSA are being advertised with maximum opportunities. So that's also an important way for us to improve the talent experience and also our effectiveness at matching them with the right job. Within the region, we also have, actually within the region and outside the region, as I mentioned, we also have large national accounts that create a big opportunity for us. And now we are scaling our national delivery capabilities. So our central delivery team is now going to be taking over for some of our large multinational accounts across the whole of the US, and leveraging the power of the app to make sure that we deliver in the most effective way. And as I mentioned earlier, it has the benefit of reducing our cost of delivery, of improving the quality of that delivery, but also, more importantly, freeing up capacity for the people in the local level to focus on their local markets and, on, of course, on the higher margin business. So this operating model is already well underway, and we're already seeing the benefits of it. As I mentioned, our commercial activity are up significantly. We are redeploying people to our specialization. And we also have seen a significant uplift in our productivity in Randstad in-house services. We're exiting Q1 in Randstad in-house services with 13% improvement compared to last year in our TW, our talent working ratio, per FTE. So 13% improvement in productivity with only 3 quarters under our belt is a significant progress for us. So I want to leave you with a few additional thoughts. Not only are we fueling our Partner for Talent strategy, accelerating the growth of our specialty, and providing better experiences at scale, but we're unlocking a better future for Randstad. The talent, the digital marketplace, is giving us the platform to significantly scale the usage of AI in the way that we've never been able to do before. It also allows us to free up capacity to reinvest in creating higher value So that's the growth of our specialization. That's also the evolution of our service offering. And outsourcing is a great example of that. And it also ensuring that we build the capability to support customer with all work arrangement. And the platform is freeing up capacity for us to be able to do these things. And it's unlocking a lot of market opportunities for us. And then, of course, we want to grow faster because we love growth. So it also fuels our commercial engine and allows us to free up capacity for our people to spend way more time in front of their customer and for us to have way more dedicated salespeople. So this is the significant progress we've made in the US. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Marc-Étienne. I can only say, wow, that's a lot of progress that you made, and I can see how excited you are about it. It's definitely a triple win, a win for our clients, a win for talent, and of course, a win for Randstad. But I can imagine that you're all thinking, okay, yes, I understand how this can work for operational talent, but what about the Randstad professional specialization? How are we using digital marketplaces there? Well, I'm very excited to introduce you to Zorgwerk by Randstad, our digital marketplace for healthcare and care talent in the Netherlands. We welcomed Zorgwerk to Randstad just last year, and we're very pleased that we have our Chief Operating Officer, Paul Bisseling, who is going to tell you more about this incredible platform matching care professionals with healthcare, childcare, and other aged care roles in the Netherlands. Let's roll the video so you can understand more before he begins.
Zorgwerk is transforming the healthcare staffing industry. Our innovative digital platform connects healthcare professionals with opportunities, providing flexibility for both clients and talent. It's a seamless experience designed to meet the growing demand for healthcare professionals and the need for more efficient, effective solutions.
The Zorgwerk platform is a thriving digital marketplace where healthcare talents meet healthcare providers. Healthcare providers have instant access to our talent pool of 75,000 professionals. If a healthcare provider has an instant emergency shift for even this afternoon, our talents will instantly see that in their app and they can respond, and we are able to plan those shifts within minutes.
Clients see Zorgwerk as a trusted partner, praising the time saved, the quality of professionals, and the ease of integration. Their words speak for themselves.
The benefits are autonomy and flexibility. So our talents can choose with their app when and where they work and even how often they work.
I was a student and I couldn't combine it with my other job. I had fixed hours and it was really hard for me and also exhausting to combine those two. And now I found Zorgwerk. The flexibility was a true game changer for me. Now I can balance my personal life with my work life.
Our platform is powered by advanced matching algorithms we've been refining for over 20 years. We connect the right talent to the right shift quickly, trustworthy, and transparently.
The shifts are truly for me. So based on my competences and based on my education, I can see if I can park there, how many colleagues are at the location, also how to get there, and if the public transport is nearby. So I know everything that I need to know before I go to a shift. The best part is that I get paid weekly and they never miss a week, so that's great. And I'm in charge of my own schedule. I decide when and where I want to work.
Zorgwerk, delivering seamless experiences in healthcare with immediate talent availability. By Randstad, partner for talent.
Hi, everyone. My name is Paul Bisseling. I'm the COO of Zorgwerk. And you just saw this amazing video about Zorgwerk. And Zorgwerk is the leading digital marketplace in the Dutch healthcare market. And I'm very excited to tell you more about it. But let's first start with which problem do we actually solve as Zorgwerk? So in the Netherlands, you have increasingly shortages of qualified personnel. And these shortages are growing rapidly. So it's our mission to use all capacity available in the market to fulfill shifts. That could be our own community, our own talents, but could also be talent pools of other suppliers, or even talent pools of our clients themselves. So we want to use this capacity to fulfill the shifts. And the opportunity is big. In the Netherlands only, the flexible staffing market is 4.6 billion, and we are the market leader. And this market is growing. It's growing because of healthcare demand is increasing, due, for example, to aging, but also due to the fact that people want to have flexibility and autonomy and don't want to have fixed contracts anymore. So we active in a large and growing market. So how do we grasp this opportunity? We offer to our clients the complete infrastructure for their flexible staffing. So it's a one-stop shop which includes all the solutions. It are short-term urgent shifts, even for tonight, but could also be long-term assignments. It offers different contract types, for example, temps, but also could be freelancers. But we could even add other talent pools. We have integrated with suppliers or have integrated with the flex pools of our clients themselves. And on top of that, if clients want it, they can completely outsource their staffing to us. And that's called the MSP, in which we take over all administrative and communication and everything which has to be done for flexible staffing. So this results in a fully automated, what we call end-to-end digital platform. And on the one side of the platform, we have over 300 clients spread over 40,000 care locations in the Netherlands, from childcare, disabled care, elderly care, home care, etc. And on the other side of the platform, we have over 75,000 fully screened and qualified professionals in our own community and access to several other talent pools. This results in that these days we match between 3,000 to 4,000 shifts per day, fully automated. And we are well on our way today to realize 1 million shifts in 1 year. So let's take a deep dive to the benefits for our talents, clients, but also for our own business and for the society. Let's start with talents. For talents, we offer the most important benefit is that they have control and autonomy. As you've also seen in the video, talents want to work whenever they want, where they want, and how much they want. So let me explain by an example. You're sitting at your couch in the evening and your friend calls you and she says, sorry, I cannot go shopping with you tomorrow. And instead of shopping, you think, I want to work. You open your Zorgwerk app and based on your criteria, based on your competences, but also based on your education, you can see shifts to work. You can look at a map, for example, hey, these are nice shifts around my house, or you can look for other search functionalities. You click on the shifts and you get all the information you needed, also the protocols of the healthcare organization, and you get information on how to get there and how to travel there, and you confirm and your shift is planned. It's extremely user-friendly, and it works very, very well. On top of that, you get weekly paid, which people really like, and you're part of a community. We have, as Sander called it, a hyper-relevant community. As a talent, you can connect with friends, you can make friendships, and you can also invite other friends to work on the same shifts. So really working on a digital community. On top of that, to complete the full cycle, we have personal growth through our in-house academy. So you can train yourself or learn new skills. And by doing that, you can see even more shifts which you can work on. So now take a look at the clients. For clients, the key benefit is that they get access to a huge community of professionals. And that relies in high utilization rates, but also low cost to operate, as we call it. For example, you are working in an elderly care home and tonight your employee gets sick and you need someone. You need someone urgently. You open the Zorgwerk app for clients. You can put on a shift immediately and the platform knows, okay, for this person, we need this competences, this education, and it will go to look for people to work. And it can even attend people. Like, please come to this shift. So you as a client have immediately access to our community of 75,000 talents. But to make it even more seamless, the experience, we have with clients an automated API with their scheduling systems. So they can work in their own familiar scheduling systems and say, look, I'm looking for a flex shift, and automatically go to a platform 24/7 a day. And we put back the shifts in their scheduling systems. So that's the perfect seamless experience for clients, and we are unique with this in our market. So this results in high fulfillment rates, which are very important in a market with shortages, but also results in low costs to operate. So what are the benefits for Zorgwerk and for Randstad in this? Our talents are very happy to work with us. You can see it in our app store, but also our NPS scores are very high. But it also results in that our sickness rate of our temps is very low. It's even 2.5 times lower than the industry average, which is good for the margin. On the other side, we have a very high customer satisfaction. And I think the true evidence of that is that only 1% of our sales churns. So if clients stay with us, if we get new clients, they will stay with us, and we have long-resisting relationships with our clients, and we keep them happy. So that's good for us. But we're also good for the society, because by offering our platform, the society can benefit is that we do everything we can to fulfill the shifts, which is important in the healthcare market. But on top of that, we also train our talents and improve the quality of care. And for our clients, we help them to operate at lower costs, which is important because a lot of government spend goes to the healthcare and we need to make it efficient as well. So everyone is benefiting. So what have we accomplished so far? Zorgwerk already exists for 27 years and we really focused on the healthcare. We know this domain and we know everything about it. But already 20 years ago, we started to digitalizing the core of our business. So the most difficult business rules of staffing and temporary staffing, we digitalized it in our own with our own software. So what results have we accomplished? In 2013, the human involvement was relatively high. We had 27 branches across the Netherlands, but by introducing our full end-to-end digital platform, for example, by adding to our core also an app for talents or app for clients and all the applications, we were able in 2014 to close all branches except our headquarters and didn't lose one single client. So we are the evidence that you can work from one office with a 100% digital marketplace. But next to that, in 2013, we had 5,000 talents working for us. Today, we have a community of 76,000 talents, and it's growing every day. We had 2,000 locations across the Netherlands in 2013, and today we have 14,000 locations in which we provide care. And to give you a feeling about the matches, in 2013, we did around 300 matches a day. And today, as I explained earlier, we do 3,000 to 4,000 automatically matches today. So as I'm speaking, our algorithm is making matches and we're further growing. Obviously, by introducing a digital marketplace, this growth has also been scalable and resulted in higher productivity. But there's more to come. So what's next? Our strategy is based on specialization, on the marketplace, but we also adopting new technologies. And one of them is AI. We use AI, for example, in our customer services, but also in our talent services. We use it to create job posts automatically. And we use it to screen diplomas, which you cannot do by person, but AI can. And by really applying AI, for example, in our recruitment process, we are able to add over 300 new talents per week to our platform, which is mostly done fully automated. And this year, we will introduce voice to shift. Increasingly, talents want to talk with their phone. For example, you're saying to your phone, Zorgwerk, please help me to find a shift with babies in Damsko. The Zorgwerk app will structure this data and knows Damsko is slam for Amsterdam. And if you want to work with babies, you preferably want to work in childcare. The AI knows you're located in Amsterdam and knows your diploma, so immediately pops up with shifts which you can work tomorrow, and you just need to say confirm. This makes the experience even more seamless, and we can further attract more talents and increase the matches. So, as you can imagine, Zorgas has a very attractive flying wheel. We win more talents, we win more clients, and we are able to make more matches. But the nice benefit of it is that It also lowers the cost of the matches, and we have more margin to even further improve our proposition. But we're also really showing scalability. For example, we are 3 to 4 times more predictive than a traditional staffer, and also almost 4 times more profitable than a traditional staffer. So that's very nice. In summary, I think Zorgwerk is a great example of the clear strategy Sander explained. Specialization is the name of the game. We're focused on healthcare. We know everything about healthcare, and that gives us a really strong competitive advantage. We combine it by our own software and digital marketplace, and this results in very strong, profitable growth. And by the acquisition of Randstad of Zorgwerk, we will be able to grow even faster, and we are very excited to do that. So thank you very much.
Yep, I'm done. Thank you very much, Paul. We're also very happy to have Zorgwerk in Randstad, because we all know, whether we are parents of young children or children of aging parents, when you need care, there is nothing more important than getting the care that you need. So the fact that Zorgwerk is being able to provide immediate talent availability in a talent scarce market is absolutely invaluable. So thank you so much for that. Now, we've talked about Randstad Operational, we've talked about Randstad Professional, and now I'd like to introduce you to our digital platform for Randstad Digital, which is Torque. Torque is an AI-powered solution, which also entered the Randstad family about a year ago, and we're very excited to have Mike Morris, who is the leader of Torque, here to tell you more about how we are providing, also in a talent-scarce industry, the digital talent that organizations need. Let's show you again a film to learn a little bit more about Torque.
In today's dynamic market for digital talent, connection is key. Randstad's Torque Digital Marketplace creates a vibrant ecosystem in which digital talent and employers find each other. For digital professionals, Torque is a hyper-relevant gateway to personalized opportunities, skill enhancement, and an active community. It provides instant access to jobs, career guidance, and the skills needed to thrive.
Being a member of the Torque community has really transformed my career path. It's like a personal guide. I can connect with mentors, which has been really big for me. See what job opportunities I have and which training modules I have to take to kind of level up my skills. There's also personalized job alerts, and that's instant communication with the recruiters. The really cool thing about the Torque platform is I know that they use an AI tool to match my skills with the potential job roles that I'm looking at. But what's really awesome is they still use a matchmaker who is a human on their end to ensure that I have all of the tools and resources I need to make sure that I am the exact fit.
One of the reasons why we love using Torque is because of the streamline of the hiring process. We don't have to filter through hundreds or thousands of resumes. When we reach out to Torque for a need, they provide us with talent almost on demand because their community is engaged. What that means for us is that when Torque reaches out to find a candidate for us, the community already knows about Torque and they're actively engaged and they're excited about the opportunity to work on projects for Torque. They actually send us talent profiles. This shows specific GitHub contributions. This shows us exactly the technologies in the project specifically that the talent has been working on lately, which allows us and my hiring teams to have a better conversation with the talent.
Torque is Randstad's marketplace and hyper-relevant community for digital talent, empowering careers and driving business growth. Torque, specialized digital talent at scale and speed. By Randstad, partner for talent.
Hello, my name is Mike Morris. I joined the Randstad team via the acquisition of Torque nearly 12 months ago. I've spent my career since 2002 in building, operating, and scaling digital marketplaces for technology professionals. What we're going to talk about in the next 10 minutes is, what is Torque, how does it work, and how are we currently integrated into Randstad Digital to provide access to local, nearshore, and offshore talent, bringing immediate talent availability to our customers. Now, before we talk about Torque, let's introduce Randstad Digital. Randstad Digital, we represent 25,000 billable digital experts that generate 2.8 billion euros in revenue. We span 20 different markets globally, and we're across specializations that include software development, customer experience, data analytics and AI, cloud, and product engineering. Torque is the community-powered AI marketplace that is powering the transformation of Randstad Digital by addressing talent scarcity with our viral and growing talent community. The Torque platform seamlessly connects our customer demand with our engaged talent community. So let's talk a little bit about the talent lifecycle and how that looks. Starting with the top right of this chart, it's all about talent acquisition. Currently, we have over 1 million talent on the Torque platform, and we're growing by over 50,000 per quarter. The primary asset for a talent on the platform is their digital profile. This is a representation of their career experience, their skills, and their achievements in a best-in-class, fully digital, interactive, and real-time profile. We believe it is best-in-class, and it is certainly a far jump from the traditional resume process that we're disrupting. Next, once we've acquired the talent, it's all about engagement. So our community team is engaging with that talent, having them do technology assessments, having them do e-learning, doing badging and certifications. Each one of these interactions allows us to deepen the talent profile and find out relevant information such as availability. This all leads to a centralized data model which provides faster matching via our agentic AI search and match capability. It allows us to take the talents, put them on jobs very quickly, and fill those positions for our clients seamlessly. But it doesn't stop with placement. We keep an ongoing relationship with that talent via our proprietary on-the-job productivity tooling, our peer mentoring services, and our internal talent success team. The result is a superior talent and customer experience, driven by network effects, including growth and referrals. But the whole thing is highlighted by each run through this cycle, each new talent that we acquire, each interaction that we have with that talent deepens the data and the insights that we have that makes us more productive and builds more intelligence into the Torque platform. Currently, we have 50% of the matching for US, India, and Latin America talent being done through the Torque platform. So let's talk a little bit about the benefits we're seeing. At our current size, we're seeing tremendous network effects. First, with our talent experience, driven by the community model, we're realizing an 8 out of 10 NPS score. Operationally, our speed to match has gone from what was traditionally weeks and days down to hours and eventually minutes, providing, again, talents getting that exact right job faster and customers fulfilling those seats quicker. We've also increased customer visibility via the real-time data and analytics inside the platform, which translates into recruiter productivity because now our human touch can move from administering a process to having more valuable conversations with our clients and talents, advising them on their next steps. So how are we rolling this out? Similar to how Sander presented our talent services model, all of the Torque channels are underpinned by our technology platform and our Randstad Digital community of talent. Starting on the top right of this chart, the specialized sales and delivery, this will represent our very complex, high-touch roles. These are still going to be sales and delivery team-led and platform-supported. As we move towards the middle of this chart, our delivery center will handle the bulk of our volume, and this will be platform-driven and human-supported. As we move to the bottom left of this chart, our 100% digital marketplace will fully automate, going from the customer demand all the way through the delivery. So what's coming next? In the AI is definitely the thing these days. One of the things that we're rolling out is an AI recruiter. So the AI recruiter will take everything that we do from a match point of view all the way through the onboarding of that talent to their job. Our AI career coach is embedded in everything that our talent does on the platform. When they show up to Torque, they will know, hey, this is an assessment I should take. It's going to open me up to 25% more jobs. This is something that I can do to improve my career. Ultimately, we want to help them do that. It's better for both of us. On the customer side, it's all about demand automation. We're currently building a new generation of our self-service portal for those customers that want that fully digital experience, that want to push that button. And we're also building in integrations with VMS systems for our high volume clients. If you put together this AI recruiter with our customer demand automation, you have a full end-to-end digital experience. So where does that leave us? So our goal is that we'll have 100% of our matching through the Torque platform, but delivered with 80% of it coming from the Randstad Digital community of talent. Currently, we're working on the US, India, and the UK. We will have full deployment of that complete by the end of 2025. We will have all markets complete by the end of 2026. This is the Randstad Digital implementation for Partner for Talent. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Mike. It's great to see that we have an AI-powered platform serving our digitally savvy talent and also our clients, so it's all very very congruent at Torque. But there is more, because, of course, these three examples are only one piece of the Randstad Talent Platform, and that's that they're examples of digital marketplaces. We want to tell you a lot more about what the Randstad Talent Platform is. So for that, I'm very excited to welcome Martin de Weert, our CIO at Randstad, to the stage. Over to you.
Thank you, Sarah. And thank you all for being here. And nice to see you again, because some of the things will come back from a year and a half ago, and I hope you recognize them. So as Sandra already said, Randstad is going to be digital first. Not digital only, but digital first. So what you see in this picture is very important. There's many, many permutations through the Randstad Talent Platform that involves people. If you, for example, as a client, you're looking for an accountant for a nine-month job, you don't probably want to do that in a fully digital way. If you are a talent and you're looking for career advice, you probably don't want to do that always in a fully digital way. So there will always be, there are many cases will be people involvement where it adds value, and for the rest we aim to be very much digital first. So the Randstad Talent Platform covers many, many elements of what we saw. And let's dive into it a little bit. So the Randstad Talent Platform is going to be specialized on the outside for a perfect experience for everybody. A great experience at scale, as Sander always calls it. And I always call it almost a specialization of one. It needs to feel as if Randstad knows you, is doing the best for you, and it can be fully digitized. It will also be harmonized on the inside. We don't want all kinds of different processes. We don't want all kinds of different data. We want to make sure we're harmonized on the inside, because that helps us use AI and expand AI. That helps us to have robust processes, because in our business, exceptions create issues. And it gives us also a benefit of cost, because scale means that we can right-shore, automate, make things cheaper. It also helps us to innovate at scale, to have the core unified. Because if we make an innovation, we innovate once. And that innovation works for digital, it works for Spain, it works for Norway, it works for everybody. So imagine if we bundle the IT spend for Randstad into one backbone with a very specialized front end, we will be able to do many, many things that we cannot do with a scale of 39 different markets. So if we harness and harmonize, we have a huge opportunity to either save money or invest massively in this hyper-personal experience. So let's look at the Randstad Talent Platform and the first layer, the digital marketplaces. You've seen three great examples, but they have three similarities. It's digital validation, digital ordering, and digital matching. So what you will see over the coming years is that we will converge on those marketplaces and we'll start creating synergies and converging on one technological basis. That way, if we innovate once, we innovate for all. We improve our matching, we improve it for all. We make a cool, funky stickiness app, we can use it for all. So what we're looking for is scale with a great experience. And it can be very varying. It may be that we have 10, 12, 15 digital marketplaces that all feel different, look different. But if you look at the similarities under the cover of the engine, there's a lot of similarities. So we can use that scale again to innovate at speed at the right cost. Then, we're learning from examples. So if you see what we've learned from Zorgwerk, if you see what we learned from Torc, it gets the imagination going. And you see the results. The proof is there. It's working. My job is now, with my colleagues, let's scale this to become a new version of Randstad and do this at a global scale. Now, what is important to make a digital marketplace work that is very much driven by AI? Two things. A robust back-end process and uniform data. If you want to use AI at scale, the one thing you need is data that is somewhat congruent, because the thing needs to learn from data. It doesn't have its own mind. It needs to learn. So if we can harmonize our data, and if we can have a robust process, we can have a great experience at the front and a great experience after you've accepted the job. Because at the end of the day, this is about work. If we don't pay people in time, we can have a glorious experience on the digital marketplace. They won't be back. If we don't predict the need for people very, very precisely, and we cancel your job 4 hours before you start, you're never going to be back. So the digital marketplace exists by the grace of data and a robust back-end process. On the back-end process, our front office system, which we call R1 because it's one Randstad, that's going to drive a seamless experience when you're talking to our people live, because they work in the system, but it also powers the Randstad digital marketplaces. That's where our talent data sits, our client data sits, across countries, across specializations, to make sure that if you're a client using multiple specializations, there's one view of you. If you are a talent, and there are many that actually have multiple specializations or different jobs, it's all about you because it's one database. So that's where we have cross-market specialization, cross-talent specialization, a bundling of 39 budgets in one front-end system, data on which we can build AI, but that will also help us to predict the need, to predict how many waiters are needed in Marbella in November. That's good to predict because you don't want to be disappointed. So you can assume there's always enough people. But if you promise people a job and you don't have a job, then you have a problem. So we need to be super good at predicting. And also here, this is also where search and match engines live, predictive engines. Innovation is going to be key. If we innovate once, we innovate for everybody. We do this together with Salesforce and Bullhorn. Those are standard solutions that most of the industry uses. We also have a number of what we call domain services, search and match engine, job description writers, all kinds of tiny things that make this process exceptional and that is also visible in the digital marketplace that we call the secret sauce. We build it ourselves together with our partners, and I will talk about that later. We very deliberately create something with standard software because it's reliable and cheap, and we have some elements that are very proprietary to Randstad. The second part of the backbone is the mid-office. And the mid-office is crucial to our existence. This is where the billing is generated, but more importantly, this is where the payments are generated to our people. And you know this industry well because you've been in this. If we pay late, that's a real problem. If we don't pay, that's a real problem. So we have to be consistent in our payments, consistent in our billing. That's driven by the mid-office. This is where we store our contracts. This is where we store our collective labor agreements. This is where we have the timesheets of our talents. If we unify that and create a functionality that serves our clients across markets, across specializations, we again have the scale. We can again innovate at speed and at scale, and we can again make the cost savings that make our business better. While at the same time, moving the time of our people to the front of our organizations, talking to clients, talking to talents. We want to standardize this. It's a solution that we are co-creating with Bullhorn, and it's very configurable because every country has its own rules. I mean, for the people that are Dutch, there's no Dutch company that doesn't have a company bicycle scheme. Very proprietary. We need to be able to configure that. We're creating that together with Bullhorn. And that way we can actually use the same engine for all the various markets and for all the various talent segments. But that means we can also scale the way we run that engine. It doesn't have to be in 39 countries anymore. We can consolidate that to do it better and cheaper. Also here, predictive AI is driving the experience. We're always chasing people to fill out their time report. Now, I don't know whether you fill out time reports. You probably don't. I used to do when I was in my previous employer. I was always on time, and I always got an annoying notification that I had to fill out my time report. Imagine that we know that you're always on time, and we don't get the notifications. But my friend who was always too late, he does get the notification. It's all experience. You don't want to be bothered with stuff that is not relevant. You want to be bothered with stuff that is good for you. Because if you forget the timesheet, you don't get paid. So also here, the mid-office drives the experience in the front end. Then at the very, very bottom, finance and HR. You will say, well, it's so very internal. Finance is our billing engine that creates the bill to our clients, that does the dunning, that makes sure we get paid. Currently, we have many, many finance systems around the world. We're going to unify them. The same is true with HR. It's very hard for Randstad to offer a consistent career path because all those career paths are in 39 markets. So we're bundling it all in Workday, and Workday has a great benefit to us, the kind of company we are. Finance and HR and Workday are one thing. So it's a perfect selection for a company like Randstad because people and business is one thing for us. So we're deploying that. That will also help us to scale these functions to a global scale. It will mean that we can consolidate. It will mean that we can automate. And it will mean that we can rightshore, which I think is a good thing for our cost level in the industry that you know, which is not necessarily very high margin. But also important, it will massively improve our employee experience. Because if we have consistent job profiles internally, job catalog, payment schemes, they'll be equitable, but it will also be predictable, we'll have clear careers, and the experience will be better. So that's the total stack of what we're going to do. And then you may think, well, that's quite a lot. And I sometimes have these moments that I think, well, that's quite a lot. But let's not forget one thing. All this stuff exists. You've seen three fantastic digital marketplaces. We have 39 at least front offices. We have 39 mid offices. We have 39 finance systems. And I think we have like 50 HR systems. So this is not new to Randstad. We've done this before. The trick that we're going to do now is we're going to do it at scale. Not because we want to, but what we need is the digital marketplaces because that's where the future of Randstad is. So to be able to deliver that in a consistent way, experience at scale, digital, we need to consolidate those solutions and do this once more, but then collectively. It's just once more. We've done it 39 times. The 40th time should be successful. We're not doing this alone. We're doing this with a proven partner ecosystem. And clearly we need very good people to do this. Randstad people with our way of working, but we're also working with Accenture, we're working with Cognizant, and we're working with TCS to make sure we have the best partners to deliver this. And we have successfully deployed. So the front office and the mid office, they're live in multiple markets, Italy, Sweden, the Netherlands, Belgium. We're slowly expanding into the additional digital marketplaces in Belgium, for example. So it is working. And we see that it's stable, the billings go out, the payroll go out. So we're making this transition. And as Sander said, the build is sort of over. We're now in a sort of a 90% stage. And we'll always be in a 90% stage because we'll always be innovating at scale. There will always be 10% more we can do. But the good news is we can consolidate our rather large IT budget into one investment rather than a 39 investments. And then on top, you will imagine there's a bit of a spike in the IT spend as we build this. All these investments are in our numbers already. So what we've done is we've reduced our run cost in the various markets and actually used that money to fund these investments. So it's, I wouldn't say self-paid, but shareholders pay, but it's more we're converting run cost into long-term investments to reduce the run cost in the long term. So actually, we will see some things where we will maybe have difficulties, but all in all, I think we can definitely do this. We're on the right track. We got the right partners. We have success in what we do, and it is all baked in our budgets already. So if we push on, this will definitely be delivered. Why does my clicker not work? There we are. So what will this bring? As a short summary, it will bring lower cost. If we move from 39 times to once, it's better. But it's not just IT cost. It's also the cost of HR. It's the cost of finance. But it's also our operational cost. If we have less people doing operational work because it's taken over by a digital marketplace, it will dramatically change our cost profile. And the people that we keep will be focused on value-added activities rather than creating a job description that is already written 20 times. That's one. Second thing, rapid innovation. If you have to innovate, and everybody's talking about AI. Imagine you're going to build the same thing on a different data set multiple times. It's going to take forever. While AI is going to make a huge difference in how this business is run. So that's why we can rapidly innovate AI, but also in terms of experience, a new color, a new little thingy. And in Zorgwerk, they have fantastic examples, and I'm personally very fond of that. If you're a medical worker and you select a job, you get confetti in your screen. Now, it may be a bit childish, but people love that because that makes it feel like a nurse app. Truck drivers will want something else. We need to be hyper-specialized on that. We can do that if we have one backbone, and we can innovate rapidly. If it doesn't work, we innovate again. Last but not least, world-class experience, consistent, not just in the digital marketplace, but a very robust backbone, no mistakes on your payroll, no mistakes in your billing. Nobody needs that. It's painful, it's problematic. And frankly speaking, my job so far has been quite easy because Randstad is incredibly good at this. In the 2.5 years that I've been here, I've never had a crisis on the payroll. I've never had a crisis on the billing. And we're going to keep it that way. We're just going to make it scalable so we can harvest the benefit, innovation, cost, scale, experience. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Martin. It's clear that the Randstad Talent Platform is the backbone to our digital-first strategy. Your plans are very ambitious, but as you said, incredibly achievable, and we know they're going to deliver really significant benefits to Randstad. Now, I know I don't need to introduce the next speaker because I think everyone in the room and online knows George Vasquez, our Chief Financial Officer. But George, we'd love to hear how all of this comes together in delivering further growth for Randstad. Over to you.
Thank you. And let me, I have this one. Let me start by saying thank you. Thank you, Sarah. Thank you to my colleagues. And how happy I am to be here today. Because 2 years ago, we talked about a bold vision. We were together in London and we talked about a bold vision we had. And me being 14 years in this industry, I was excited about what this could mean about Randstad rewriting the future of our industry. Every quarter we talk how excited I am and how excited we all are at Randstad with the examples we're starting to build. And today, you actually saw this already. That is not a vision only. It is actually here at scale. And yesterday we talked about many of the things we are doing already at Randstad, also with our quarter numbers, sets the tone for the year. And I wanted to bring you back now to 2 years ago and see how we are starting to see a lot of these things materializing into our P&L and into our value creation. Remember this slide? This was basically what we introduced 2 years ago, our value creation flywheel. And we said there's three components in it. Basically, we believe Randstad is onto something and we can accelerate growth structurally. We also know we can expand conversions. And by having more growth in a scalable conversion, we can actually free up a lot of resources to invest in growth. It's a flywheel. It feeds on each other. And today what I want to do is reflect a little bit on everything we've done and we've learned since these 2 years, and then bring you back on how we are looking forward and looking ahead at the exactly same growth algorithm, the algorithm we presented 2 years ago. Let's start with growth. And probably the biggest question, and also following on yesterday, how are we in terms of business cycle? How is economic activity? The reality is we don't know how the business cycle, I think Sander referred, was a very rocky last 2 years. We don't know how the business cycle will evolve. But there's a couple of things we know. One, we are much more positioned for recovery, better positioned for recovery than we have been. Think about it. Today, Randstad is a much more diversified company than it's ever been over the last 5 years. geographically, we are much less dependent on any bloc or any economic bloc in the world. From a product perspective, you heard it before, we have more RPO, we have more in-house, we have more perm, we have more MSP, we have way more basically specialization at scale than we have ahead of Randstad. So Randstad is firmly positioned to basically benefit and lead on the recovery. But we also know that talents and clients are facing a lot of uncertainty, and they also need a partner that helps them to manage that. And that is where Randstad comes in, and where even in this world, either being it through freelance, either being by being the right partner for talent, Randstad is operating in a world that can actually support much more. Now, the next recovery, we don't know exactly how and when it will come. We are better positioned. We also know things are different. If you think about it, I yesterday talked a little bit about in the call. We don't know how things will evolve over the next few weeks and few months, but it's a very different environment than it was 5 years ago or even in 2008, 2009. Penetration rates at the moment are quite low, so many of our clients are basically only working with us either for peak and seek or for the things they really need to support the seasonality. Permanent levels are extremely low, and we're still doing and still trying to pursue growth on each one of these situations. So better position for growth, better position for a cyclical recovery. But what I'm perhaps more excited about it, and we talk about it this almost every single quarter, is that we're not necessarily only dependent on cyclical recovery, as we always tend to perhaps to be. Randstad, and you heard it today, Sander spent quite a lot of time talking about not only how we have already rolled out specialization in across all our 39 markets, but also how this specialization is actually being built into much stronger promises to our talent and our clients, meaning we can finally start seeing a path where Randstad structurally wins market share. Because it is still a very fragmented market. There's still a lot of opportunity for us, regardless of economic activity, continue to gain market share quarter after quarter, year after year. And you heard it today, and you heard it yesterday, we've been gaining a lot of momentum over the last year. In most of our markets, we are already either at market growth or already above market. And Marketian alluded to an important number earlier on. In the United States, where we only have 3 quarters, we've actually been operating under the new models, we are already structurally ahead of market, and we continue to gain market share. Our propositions have more promises and have more value than anyone in the industry, and it will only continue to get better. So Randstad is on to something in terms of gaining structurally market share. But it doesn't stop here. I think 2 years ago, we also introduced this notion of growth segments. And it was about reflecting, hey, the labor markets are continuously in flux. There's always needs for new talent. It's a talent scarce world, we know that. But there's always needs for new skills, new capabilities, new competencies. And we've talked about skill trades. We've talked about engineering. We've talked about digital, Sander alluded to earlier. We talked about healthcare. And we also said Randstad is not yet positioned enough to capture that structural growth. And what we've been doing, even though the last 2 years have been somewhat adverse, as many of you know, we've been investing in this, not only inorganically, and obviously we saw one or two acquisitions here today, but also organically. Last year alone, we've hired 500 colleagues just to focus in these growth skills. And normally we have quite a 6 to 9 month ramp-up period, and we were right in getting this, because these colleagues in 4 to 5 months, they ramped up much faster in terms of productivity than we've ever been able to ramp up. So Randstad not only is capturing or well-positioned for a cyclical recovery, is now positioned to gain market share structurally and is positioned to continue to expose itself to structural growth in growth segments. But let's look at the second part of it. How can we structurally and continuously continue to expand our conversions? And here is perhaps where I am CFO, I'm more busy with, because I want to capture a lot of these benefits that you heard today. I want to capture them into our P&L. And we talk about it in our quarterly calls, and today you heard some of these numbers, but I wanted to take a step back and reflect at our P&L and see what that means in practice. So I have two slides here. The first one is about the largest cost we have in the company, our delivery cost. Approximately 65% of our cost is basically our teams working with clients, working with talent every day. And what I believe we are onto something, and you absolutely heard it today, and I'll bring you home in a little bit with some numbers, we start now cracking the productivity code. 2 years ago, we said, yes, our growth typically goes like this. When I started as CFO, I had this reflection. Wow, it's a fantastic company in terms of growth and converting when we are growing as well. But our delivery cost goes walks hand in hand. We even had a chart with that correlation, let's say. And what we then concluded was, if we continue to work on talent, on experience at scale and delivering through different talent service models, we can aspire to crack the productivity code of the industry. And once we keep growing, we keep delivering more and more productivity through scalability. And that's exactly what you heard today. So think about it. We talked about basically evolving the company from primarily one or two delivery models, we used to call them, around in-house locations and branch locations. And we said we're going to move from this structure to a much more optimized, optimized combination of talent centers, delivery centers, digital marketplaces, even global delivery centers, and yes, still where necessary, 360-degree branch units. But by doing that, you also start finally leveraging economies of scale from a lot of what we do. And you've been seeing through our numbers the productivities we have in Japan, the productivity we have in Spain, even some of the numbers we heard in many of the other markets, where we've been rolling out these talent centers. We have approximately 1,600 colleagues, and we'll continue to roll them out and delivery centers. And we start to basically crack out the productivity. As we grow, we can convert more. But you also heard Mark Etienne talking about, yes, now that I have these different talent service models, I was able to put the Randstad app and a lot of the technology of the Randstad talent platform to play in these particular structures. And what that has enabled to do is not to capture necessarily almost the impossible mission of capturing 5 minutes of productivity in every single one of our operations, but to actually concentrate a lot of those gains in places where we have benefits at scale. So we mentioned it quite openly. We've been now gaining 10 to 15% of our conversion of productivity, in the United States, exactly because we are rolling out technology in a much more optimized delivery tech or talent service model framework. And that's the second thing. But then the third one you can now think is take it one level further. Paul mentioned the productivity of a digital marketplace. We have other examples in Australia. We have our care business as well, where we have actually 100% digital marketplace. We can aspire in an industry that has never been able to crack the productivity code to actually double or approximately our productivity when we do a full digital 100% marketplace. So we know now the art of the possible in the spectrum in terms of productivity, and what was a belief 2 years ago is actually now a reality that we are starting to capture in each one of our P&Ls. But it doesn't stop here, because there's another 35% of our cost base, which is where we spent a lot of time optimizing, which is basically all our indirect costs. And you can think a little bit, they are listed there. And this, for a company that goes through ups and downs and at times is cyclical, is where we have to put a lot of headache, because it tends to be a very fixed cost. And here you think about it. Think about IT costs. I'll come back to that in a minute. Think about marketing. Think about accommodation costs. Think about head office costs. These are all the costs we have to basically support our business in being in front of our talents and in being in front of our clients. And what I am excited about, and we talked about it yesterday in the call as well when we presented our Q1 numbers, is, yes, this is very fixed, but exactly because we are focusing on experience at scale, exactly because we're building end-to-end journeys and we're trying to digitize a lot of what we do, we can now actually start relooking at each one of these categories and start optimizing them and continue to optimize them as we roll out our strategy. So think about it a little bit. Last year, we talked about reducing our footprint in accommodation. Our cost base reduced approximately. I think we spent approximately 200 million euros in accommodation. We reduced it by 10% already last year, and we are on track again to reduce it again this year. Why? Because we are rolling out a lot of these talent service models in our markets, and as we continue, we're going to continue basically releasing more resources. Martin talked about our IT investments. Yes, they are high at the moment. At the same time, they are peaking. They are plateauing, because a lot of the development we've been making, we do not have high capex, as you know. A lot of the development you're making is from cost to investment. As we start rolling out, and basically in our markets, rolling out the Randstad Talent Platform, what happens? We start sunsetting, on the other hand, our local systems in a very fragmented, different system, 39 times per country. So our costs in IT, yes, they are plateauing, but they will continue to reduce over the next years. Also, Martin alluded to it, all our head office costs. So Randstad has grown traditionally from basically a few acquisitions and a lot of organic growth, but has also grown by having 39 different finance teams, as an example, of 39 different HR teams. And last year, we started basically saying, no, it's time to now start optimizing a lot of this. We start having the Randstad Talent Platform being the backbone of everything we do, and we can now start freeing up a lot of productivity from this. Marketing, the last one, typically a very fixed cost at Randstad, is now much more embedded in our delivery. It's much more variable. Why? Because instead of doing big campaigns, we can do much more personalized talent and smart campaigns, or basically one by one, embedding it in our journey. So what does that mean in practice? So if you look at these two slides, we reduce significantly our indirect costs already. We've been freeing up capacity from all the things we already implemented this year. And yesterday, we talked a little bit about our cost structure. Today, as we enter 2025, we structurally reduced already by 100 million of our cost base that will never come back. This cost is already freed up either from indirect costs, as we just talked about, the majority of it, and even from productivity gains in how we deliver. And as we continue to roll out this strategy and roll out everything we're doing around the world, you just saw a little bit of snippets where we are, we will continue to free up these resources and we'll continue to gain productivity as we progress. And it is exciting because not only we are cracking the productivity code of the industry, we are also shifting the cost paradigms of what is supposed to be to operate in the industry. Not yet to the level of Zorgwerk and some of our digital marketplaces, but at least a large step forward. Now, looking from a helicopter view, we are onto something big. We are at the cusp, I believe, of rewriting the industry. From a growth perspective, it's clear. Randstad is better positioned for recovery than it has ever been. We have a much more diversified portfolio than we've ever had. We have a much more talent and client-ready specialization Randstad to support on the recovery. Number two, on growth, we have a very, 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 very clear focus on four specializations. It's not about a portfolio play. It's about winning market share by developing the best propositions in the industry. Number third in growth, we are exposing Randstad to what we believe are growth segments. These growth segments today already represent 40 to 50% of our gross profit internally. We are structurally positioning ourselves to make sure that we pedal to where the currents and the fast currents are. Secondly, we're doing this by basically cracking the productivity code of Randstad exactly because we're building these best propositions and by being able to take resources and be able to invest them after. That means, from a conversion perspective, last year we talked 2 years ago about 5 to 6%. We have examples already that at scale in Randstad. We have markets already at that level. We continue to target 5 to 6% in the medium term. And more important, we have the financial discipline and the financial power to be able to fuel this with organic growth and inorganic growth. And you saw two fantastic examples of that already last year. And you see more as you come in terms of organic growth and potentially more bolt-on acquisitions. That means, and let me wrap up a little bit here now, I see a Randstad today that is much more resilient on the downside. I see a Randstad today that is much more profitable on the upside. And I see a Randstad today that is much more future ready and rewriting the industry along the way. And with this, thank you.
So George, you can stay up here. We're going to move into the Q&A portion of the program. We have about 15 minutes to do questions here in the room. For those of you that are in the room that don't have a chance to ask your questions here, you can also ask them as we're over refreshments in a few minutes. Jade in the back of the room has a microphone, so we ask that you raise your hand, wait until she gives you the microphone for the benefit of our audience online, and please state your name and where you're from before you ask your question. Come on, Sander.
Yeah, I'm waiting.
You're coming up and I'm going down, so yeah, good luck.
And in good Randstad spirits, let's do one question each at a time. You know I'm strict at that.
Swazini.
Let's go here, Swazini. Fine.
Yeah,
that's...
Thank you. Hi, good afternoon.
Just say your name so everyone knows.
Sure. Yeah. Suhasini from Goldman Sachs. Thank you for taking my question. Maybe one for George, actually, because your slide was very interesting. You've delivered maybe 100 million reduction in indirect costs in the last 1 year. How much further can you go, and how many years will it take for you to achieve this? Thank you.
It's a midterm target. We can continue to go forward. I think for now, Suhasini, what we clearly have a line in sight is for 2025, the 100 million. So that is clearly hard, as in we have the line of sight into that, and we'll keep working and rolling out everything we're rolling out to achieve more.
Steve Wolf from Deutsche Bank. Just in terms of the specialization and how it combines with Zorgwerk, is the plan now, you know, that's a specialist healthcare platform. Is the plan now to roll out more specialist platforms in each industry and in each country? So you've got, you know, 10 Zorgwerks in each country, each dealing with one with logistics, one with finance, one with, you know, where does the branding go from that is currently, you know, ranged out?
Yeah, so let's start. That's a very, very good question. So you have seen Randstad Partner for Talent with the four sub-brands. That's one. We foresee a limited number of marketplaces. Don't ask me exactly how many. Martin said maybe up to 15, but that's probably it. So if you just sort of look at operational marketplace, digital marketplace, we know what we want, we know what it looks like, and we're going to roll that out as we do it in the United States into our other markets. There's probably just going to be one digital marketplace with some country specifics. Then on digital, you've heard Mike talk about we're on our way. We're going to roll that out to all our markets. Then we have healthcare. We already have three or four platforms today. And the thing with healthcare is it's a very specific market in each country. We have Appel Medical in France. We have Zorgwerk in Netherlands. We have our healthcare platform in Australia. So we need to see to what extent we can converge there, because it's a bit more complicated market. Then on the professional side, we are still strategizing, if you will. We definitely can leverage what we have already done in digital, so that's probably the way to go there. So you would end up with 3 to 6, in the best possible case, with 3 to 6 marketplaces. But don't forget that the secret sauce of all this, and that is the yeast of Martin's presentation, there is a global backbone that sits behind all these marketplaces. So in fact, the functionality of everything sits in the backbone, and the presentation layer is the digital marketplace, so to speak. So that's the flexibility we're building in. Does that help? Okay. I saw a few questions here.
Rory Mark, yeah.
Hello, it's Rory McKenzie from UBS. Really interesting digital marketplace demos. Can you talk about just how open-ended you envisage those as being? How could that change your addressable market? You know, do you think any corporate could download the Randstad app in the US and post any job? Do you see your clients posting jobs that they've never historically seen you before in the past? And maybe specifically that 500,000 shift number for Q1, could you talk about how many of those you think were just kind of transplanted in the business, and what was actually additive? What did it bring in?
Yeah. So two very good questions. Let's say there are lots of opportunities to do more, but I'm always telling to our people at Randstad, we have many great clients, we have many great talents, we have 25 billion euros of business. Let's get those businesses that we have on the platform that we are putting in place now. That is the number one priority. Because probably already today with our 2 billion, we are the leading marketplace in our industry. If not, it could be one of the leading. So we're already up there. We need to scale to those 25 billion. This will come with different ways to grow. And I was spending time with Mike and the team the other day. And you have seen Mike's focus areas. But we could say tomorrow, well, the SAP skills market is a big market. Let's attack that. Let's create an SAP community. Let's go to the clients because the infrastructure we already have. So the way to grow will almost be like create a talent pool and start marketing it. So it's a different way, because the old way to grow is I'm going to talk to you. You're like, oh, can you maybe give me an order? Then I'll start trying to see what we can do. No, that's so. The way to grow will be different. Those 500,000 shifts are obviously all from our existing business and our existing clients. And yes, we have won clients that we might not have won otherwise.
Correct.
Market Chen talked about the fast ramp up that we can offer. So some clients, they have a problem and they have it now. They need 400 people next Monday. Not everybody or hardly anybody can do that. We can. So if we show the technology and we show that we can do it, you win more work because it's faster. I think these days, especially in North America, compliance is extremely important, making sure we have people in the family that have the right paperwork to work and guarantee that to the client, I think is really, really important these days as well. Then, of course, health and safety, the whole audit trail, you know who was on site and where, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Equal, so, equal yeah.
Yeah, Mark Schwarzenberg, ING. And maybe the question is for Mark and Chen, but in the US, can you share some anecdotal evidence from one of your large clients, how they now operationally work with your platform, the digital marketplace, versus your competition, the likes of Manpower? How do they approach now the market? Are they, because you have MSPs, are you connected to that? How does it work? And will are clients now going to less suppliers in the end?
Yeah.
And as a follow-up, can we also share some timelines, maybe, George, or Sander, on the rollout?
There's multiple, I don't know if my mic is on.
Yeah, it's on.
It is? Okay, so there's multiple components in what you just said. I think of all of the big players, we're the one that has actually moved the whole business on platform and the only one thus far that I'm aware of.
Yes.
Many of our competitors are running, you know, platforms on the side. So we've taken, we were not the first one, you know, attacking this market with such a strategy, but we're the one that did this with the most, the biggest, bolder move. From a VMS integration perspective, it's a journey. We have 3 quarters behind our belt. We made significant progress. We had a first layer of integration with VMSs that is already done. We don't have the full end-to-end integration going both ways. So that's still on our dev roadmap, and that's going to unlock additional abilities to compete for us in the VMSs. The large blue-collar customers, I shared an example, but like I could go on for an hour. We had a client that had 150 temps on site. We won them through an RFP. The incumbent, when they found out that they lost the RFP, they actually had the whole workforce walk off the site. The client showed up on a Friday morning. They had to shut down their operation. There was no workers there. We got them back online by the Tuesday, 150 resources into, you know, business days. It's incredible. So the clients are still wanting for those large-scale engagement to have Randstad present, because we bring the value, we help them maximize the workforce, but they definitely see the benefit of us now being able to get the operations up and running way quicker than we ever did in the past.
Thank you, Mark and Chen.
From a P&L perspective, I just want to say, because the three questions are connected. So imagine the immediate availability of talent, what it means from a revenue perspective, because we don't, to the point of Rory, we don't post jobs, we have talent. It's very different. The talent is immediately available. So that means we have talent ready. And to the point of Ciacini, what this also means is, as Mark Etienne explained, we're just now rolling out the whole changes in our model associated with this. So think as well, what do we mean in terms of cost structure going forward? So the three are actually quite connected. Yeah.
So shall I give the answer?
Go ahead. Yeah.
Talent faster for the client.
Yeah.
Job faster for the talent. Revenue faster for Randstad. That's, just think about it. That's the name of the game.
Rewriting the industry. Yeah.
Rémi Grenu from Morgan Stanley. My question is, so a lot of exciting opportunities in terms of efficiency gains, both in terms of delivery and overhead costs. But I think the 5-6% operating margin is not completely different from what we've seen in the previous cycle. So what's the headwinds of the offset, yeah, which is preventing
good
you
question,
from guiding higher than that?
Good question. At Randstad, we have a tradition. We do what we say, and we say what we do. It's true. If you add up a lot of the things you saw today, if you bring digitization and digital first to an industry that is still, compared to many others that have been ahead of us, still very analog and still not able to make the promises that Sander just alluded to, we should expect even more productivity gains. And you just heard Paul on Zorgwerk what the level of productivity is compared to the rest of Randstad. Many of our counters are already today at 5%, 6%. I will concentrate first in getting Randstad at 5-6 to then talk about where we go next. But yeah, it's a good point.
Maybe go there first.
Simona.
Yes. Hi, Simona Sarli from Bank of America. So a quick question, first of all, on the digital platform. So clearly, it's clear now how you can improve productivity with these digital platforms. But how do their gross profit margin compare to other service models? So with these platforms, do you see the risk that higher pricing transparency and potentially might create pressure you see on the salary to bill spread?
Fantastic question. And this is a question I get asked a lot also by our people. But this my point here is, for a better experience, you should pay more, not less. If I provide you something you need tomorrow as opposed to in 2 weeks, you will be willing to pay the price for that. Because it's a value proposition. We're not implementing a low-cost model here. No. It's a value proposition for our clients to provide them with the best experience, to give them what they need when they need it. And that's where the value is.
But don't you see the risk that there is a realignment in pricing with the larger global accounts with the SMEs? Because now everybody can see.
No, Simone, I think. Well, you want
no,
to
go ahead.
I think the point is more, as an industry, we've never been able to get scalability and therefore freer productivity as we grow. If we can, productivity will give you the chance of paying our people better, will give us a chance to invest in growth, will give us a chance to compete for business perhaps that we couldn't compete before. I think our point here is very simple. We are not, this is not a tool, this is not a model. This is, we are basically making promises that we'll not be able to make before. And because of that, it's not that clients are getting a different service or a worse service, they're getting a better service. So we do not have any requests to decrease prices because we are introducing this way of working. If anything, we are increasing fill rate. If anything, we actually have a reason to talk to clients and say our service is better.
Can I squeeze one more? Very quick.
We have a few for a second question.
Yeah, Simon.
Simon van Oppen, Kepler Chevreux. I was wondering, you're consolidating from a few smaller offices in the U.S. To 25 larger metropolitan areas. For example, it was mentioned that in Atlanta you're going from 10 small offices to 4 or 5. Mm-hmm. What is the scale of this operation, not in the U.S., not only in the U.S., but also on a larger global scale?
We will be doing the same in every market where we roll out the talent service models supported by the Randstad talent platform. So as we go in the next 2 years and we continue to roll this out, the same scale of, let's say, optimization of our footprint will continue to exist. Yeah, that's why I'm also quite comfortable to say, if we look at 2025, I even have more line of sight into further accommodation savings going forward. But remember, we had a restructure already last year, as these things go. So this is basically about freeing up and re-optimizing the network. Yeah. Simply Netherlands, France, Netherlands, Belgium, all the big countries we still need to come.
Martin Beek.
Hey, Martin.
2 years ago, you launched this program focusing on growth, digitalization, et cetera, et cetera. Coincidentally, when you look at the organic growth of Randstad,
yeah,
as of the beginning of 2023, it has been lagging the one of Manpower and the one of Adecco. So what happened there?
It's a good question. I would argue take it a little bit of a step back and go back to 2019, 2020, and compare our growth rates in 2021, 2022, and then indeed what that means from a percentage perspective to 2023, 2024. If we look at market share and if we look at what we've been doing now in 2024, we've been either gaining momentum in organic growth rate, even though we are larger. We've been gaining momentum in most of our markets, or we are already above at above market. So yes, there was a flip side effect from the growth we had in 2021 and 2022, as many of you have discussed with me. However, if you look at the last year, we've already been regaining that momentum, and things have converged quite a lot, actually quite clear. I'm more excited about us now gaining, continue to actually on that momentum and gain market share. So I'm just going to repeat the question for the people there. So your question is, do we now expect to outperform our peers? In the medium term, I absolutely expect to outperform our peers, and starting already this year in many of our key markets, and even more so as we roll out the specialization with the propositions we have. Yes.
Yeah, we have two last questions, yeah. One for Swasini and one for Simona.
Hi, good afternoon. Thank you for taking my question again. It's Suhasini from Goldman Sachs. When you think about the next 3 to 5 years in Europe in particular, how would you position Randstad to benefit from maybe the higher fiscal stimulus, defense spending, for example? It's not a vertical that has been discussed today, so I would love to hear your thoughts on that. Thank you.
Yeah, so one of the areas that we have been focusing on as of late is the defense industry, of course. It's now about 3% of our business. We have, under Jesus's leadership, our CEO's leadership, we have an attack plan for the defense industry, primarily in France, Italy, Germany, Netherlands, Belgium. And that's where sort of the big players are for the top 25 players and their supply change. We have already won some pieces of work. I mean, too early to say and to name the clients, etc. But we're definitely very much focused on that part of the business.
Yeah, so I see you and me talk about this every now and then on a quarter call. Think about the structural labor market, the structure of the labor market in the European Union. Think about talent scarcity, and how that compares, for instance, to much more agile labor markets like the United States or some of the Anglo-Saxon markets. Think about what, for instance, Paul of Zorgwerk said today. It's about making sure that everyone that wants to work can work as fast as possible, to Sander's point, but also to make sure that organizations in Europe in particular, where penetration rate is still lower than many markets, or at least Anglo-Saxon markets, can actually benefit only from the capacity they need. That role, that partner for talent role, is what Randstad will continue to leverage, and especially with this strategy. Yeah.
Hi, this is again Simona. A high-level question on the specialization strategy. So you mentioned that now 75% of the employees, they have a clear specialization. But how do you balance that with the need of remaining agile and rebalancing quickly consultants across different industries, dependent on macro, but also specific sector dynamics?
Yeah, very good.
Yeah, a great question. Well, let me first reiterate how important specialization is, because specialization in operational is a different profession than specialization in digital. It's a different types of people with different types of characters, with different types of payment. So it's not that you can just move some people around from one place to another. There are limitations there. So specialization is really important. So within the specialization, we will need to ramp up and down and redirect people where needed. That's what we always done, and that's what we will continue to do. With that, we're getting to the end of this exciting afternoon.
I'll leave it to you.
Thank you very much, George. Couple of comments to summarize here. One, our partner for talent strategy stands as a rock. We put it in place. It's going to stay in place. We're going to stay the course there. We're going to move from specialization at scale to specialization and experience at scale. Why? Because that's what our clients and talents are looking for. To realize that, we're reinventing our business model, digital first and multi-channel, with a very exciting proposition for our people at Randstad, because we give them the best tools in hand in the industry so that they can do a better job and they can do more of what they really enjoy and are very good at, and that is spending quality time with clients and talent. And because we will be more differentiated in the marketplace, this will position us in a major way for profitable growth. The last thing that I want to leave you with is what you have seen this afternoon is that the future of this new business model is already here, and not in small bits and pieces, no, at scale. 2 billion euros of business going through these models. So it's here at scale. The future is already here. And you have heard from Martin that the rollout of this is well on their way, well on its way. And we're going to ramp up to have the majority of our markets in this new model over the next 2 years. So the execution is going to be critical. But the very fortunate thing for Randstad is here that we have the best team in the industry. You have seen them at work here this afternoon, and there are 40,000 more out there. They are there day in, day out for our clients and talents to do the hard work, but they're also there to transform and take Randstad to the next level. So that's what we're going to do over the next 2 years. We'll stay in touch, and we'll see each other in various calls and meetings. But for now, we're going to wrap this up. And I would say thank you all for joining today. Thank you all online for joining today. And I would say thank you, Randstad team, for doing an excellent job. So let's give them all a big hand. Back to you, Sarah.
Back to me.
Yeah, for the logistics.
Well, I'm not sure if we've said goodbye to our online audience, but we'd like to do that now. So thank you so much for joining us, everybody online. For everybody in the room, we have refreshments available in the same room where the lunch was. So we welcome you to join us and continue asking your questions of the team there. Thank you very much.